1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Ronnie Van Zant from Lynyrd Skynyrd would have turned 71 years old today. Let me give you a little bit of record-making history way back in the day. If you had a hit song, you watched the Billboard Hot 100. If your song moved up the chart very quickly, it would have a bullet next to it. So that's where the phrase, that's number one with a bullet. That means it's moving up the chart quick. Let's go to that Lynyrd Skynyrd song, Gimme Back My Bullets. You see where this is going. People had the wrong idea about what that song meant. It never had a bullet on Billboard, but it was about chart movement, having hit singles. It wasn't about guns at all. Here's Gary Rossington to explain.
It was about giving back my bullets in the charts, not about really guns. But I remember doing that in concert when it first came out, and people used to throw 22 shells and shotgun shells at us when we did it. And we'd get hit all the time with them, so we had to drop the song from the set because we were getting hit by bullets so much. I'm glad they weren't shooting, and they were just throwing them, but it was kind of funny.
They just wanted a hit record. Bob Weir as fall tour with the Wolf Brothers, Don Was and Jay Lane, was a big success, apparently. Because they just announced a winter-spring tour. It's going to start February 28th in Ithaca, New York. 20 dates through the 30th of March. Bob Weir says this outfit is more fun than a frog in a glass of milk. Because apparently a frog in a glass of milk is fun. Don is all over his upright, and Jay needs to somehow be kept in line at times, but it's falling together nicely. And that Bob Weir little tour is coming here. March 2nd at the Oakdale. I'm sure there will be more details.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.